escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the line with us this morning. Congressman, welcome back. How are you?
Great to be back. Doing great.
You know, I was joking, I think, a couple weeks ago with one of the congressmen about being on recess. Is that like vacation?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The leadership tells us we should not call it recess. We should call it a district work month. I guess recess conjures the images of us on jungle gyms and swing sets.
That's not what you do?
No, not usually. No. Not often.
You were at the state fair, though, right?
Yeah, I was at the state fair. I've been since I got back to the United States on Monday, and since then I've been in central Missouri. Well, first Sedalia at the state fair for a couple of days, and right now I'm in Jefferson City. Actually, yesterday afternoon I met with the Missouri Broadcasters Association here in Jeff City.
Oh, good. Out there doing the hard work for us, Bob. We appreciate that.
Well, yeah, you know, there are a lot of interesting developments in your field. It, you know, it turns out about a year or two ago, Ford Motor was turning off AM radio capacity in their new Ford F-150s. The radio was still capable of doing AM, but they were shutting it off. The fear is that these car makers want to, and others in the tech industry want to gradually make all radio subscription only.
Yep.
So that we would not be able to turn on our AM or FM radio and hear the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Well, hopefully we'll nip that in the bud now that Donald Trump's back in office. That seemed to be something I was afraid they were going to get away with there for a little while, but hopefully not.
There's a House bill that has over 200 co-sponsors, so I think we'll be able to do it. I think it's a bipartisan, common sense measure.
Good. Tell us about your trip to Israel. What was that all about?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a very impactful trip and a very busy trip. It was mostly freshman Republicans, and then the freshman Democrats came the next week. We also had Speaker Johnson and Whip Tom Emmer there with us. A great opportunity to build relationships with some of these men and women I work with every day. But this was my first time in Israel. I will tell you, we saw a lot. The Israelis live in a very rough neighborhood. We heard a lot about the October 7th massacre. We went to a couple of the kibbutzes, settlements, Jewish communities that were attacked on October 7th and innocent people massacred. We went to the Nova Music Festival where over 300 Israelis were murdered in cold blood. learned a lot about the Israeli missile defense system, which is incredibly effective. You know, thousands of rockets have been launched from Hezbollah in Lebanon, from Syria, and of course from Iran since October 7th, and over 97% of those are shot down by the Israeli missile defense system. So, you know, it also, in addition to the implications for Israel and the Middle East, it really made me think about how, you know, brilliant and how timely the Trump Iron Dome system to protect us from ballistic missiles in the United States is.
Of course, we're calling it the Golden Dome, not the Iron Dome. Right?
The Golden Dome. I think we should name it the Trump Golden Dome.
He would love that.
I think he would.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, let me get your thoughts on him flying up to Alaska today to meet with Vladimir Putin. Do you have any hopes that that might result in something?
Yeah, you know, you always got to have hope, but I think President Trump and President Putin probably have very different goals for this trip. I mean, you know, President Trump clearly wants to be a peacemaker president, as he has been in so many situations, you know, so far in this presidency and in his previous presidency. I think Trump would like to negotiate a ceasefire and move toward a resolution of this horrific war in Ukraine, which has gone over 3 years and taken hundreds of thousands of lives. You know, Putin, unfortunately, since Trump has regained the presidency, has just delayed and put off and, you know, promised and then reneged on any gesture toward peace. So I, you know, I hope and I pray they can work something out. But it's, you know, Vladimir Putin has proved to be someone who cannot be trusted.
What do you think about the idea of a potential land swap in exchange for some sort of a peace agreement?
Yeah, Kim, I think that is what the contours of a peace agreement would look like. Right now, Russia holds about 20% of Ukraine, you know, in the east, and you know, many of those territories being you know, Russian speaking and Russian sympathizing territories, and you know, in return, I think what Ukraine would want is security guarantees from NATO and the U.S. and probably arms sales. So it's probably that last, you know, the part that, of course, that Zelensky doesn't like is giving up land.
Right.
And the part that Putin doesn't like is the idea of security guarantees. So I think, you know, sometimes when both sides are unhappy, that's the hallmark of a fair deal.
Yeah.
Good point. Congressman Bob Onder with us from the 3rd Congressional District. Great to get him on here this morning. Bob, when you were still in the Senate, you were one of the ones that was most vocal about a 7-to-1 redistricting map in the state of Missouri. And that discussion is going on again, I would assume, with the blessing of the White House. Where do you believe this stands?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now.
Yes, well, it clearly has the blessing of the White House. It was funny, about 3 weeks ago, a reporter from a Capitol Hill media outlet called Punchbowl came to my office, interviewed me, and they were the first I had ever heard of this idea of us redrawing a map, drawing a 7-1 map. And I asked them, is there any reason you're talking to me specifically? They said, yeah, you were an advocate in 2022. And I said, yeah, that's the understatement of the century.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yes, the Trump White House has been engaging with, the congressional delegation, indirectly with leaders of the Missouri House and Missouri Senate. I spoke at length this week with Senate President Cindy O'Loughlin. I think, and of course, very importantly, the congressional delegation itself and Governor Kehoe. I think we're getting close. I can't imagine that Governor Kehoe won't be calling a special session sometime very soon, very likely concurrent with veto session in September. So I'm hopeful we can get this done. I ran into Speaker Patterson at the state fair a couple of days ago, and he seemed very much on board. So I think it's going to happen. Again, it is so important at a time when there are eight states that have no Republican House of Representatives members. And of course, those states have 35-40% Republicans. The Democrats are playing hardball on redistricting. We've been playing T-ball, and control of the Congress and the last 2 years of the president's administration are at stake here.
It's a good way to describe it. We're playing T-ball. But now you have Gavin Newsom, who's coming out and saying, if Texas does this, which, by the way, the Senate's already passed it in Texas, but if Texas does this, we're neutralizing and we're going to redistrict and we're going to give it to the voters. We're putting it on the ballot and giving the power to the people. Have you been following all that?
Yeah, Kim, I have been following it, of course, very closely. The problem with Gavin Newsom's analysis is, first of all, they have a redistricting commission mandated by their constitution in California, and they would first have to pass a ballot initiative to get permission to allow, to be allowed to redraw the maps mid-cycle like this. But, that redistricting commission was controlled by Democrats in the first place. They were already very, very aggressive about drawing Republicans out of seats. Roughly 40% of the California electorate is Republican, and Republicans only hold about 15% of congressional seats in California. So, number one, the voters might reject that ballot initiative. And number two, there might not be that much more redrawing to do. But I did read an article this morning about what seats they would be trying to redraw, draw out. Two or three they could probably do fairly easily if the voters give them permission. Another couple, I think Republicans would hold the seat.
Bob, I have to ask, is it frustrating that you were such a strong advocate for this a couple years ago and could not get the moderate members of the Republican Party to go along with the idea? They all, they poo-pooed the idea that wouldn't be fair. It's a fairness issue, blah, blah, blah. The Democrats never have those concerns. And now suddenly here we are 2 years later, Donald Trump's in the White House. He makes the phone call. And now you're telling me that it sounds like maybe the governor and John Patterson are on board with it now.
Yeah, the Democrats have been at this redistricting game a long time. And in 2022, everyone, from future Speaker Kevin McCarthy down to the state level, everyone took a red wave for granted. And I saw that was not necessarily going to be the case because of some of the issues that were important in that election, but also because the Democrats were being so aggressive about redistricting. Mm-hmm. So I think Kevin McCarthy thought he'd have a 20-30 seat majority, and he was playing in primaries when he should have been concentrating on the general. And Republicans around the country should have been concentrating on redistricting as intensely as the Democrats were. So we just blew it big time. Not to mention, of course, that we're giving apportioning congressional seats based on total population, which includes illegal aliens, which has got to stop. And Donald Trump is working on right now.
I loved hearing that news this week. Well, enjoy your recess or whatever you want to call it, because I know you're still out there working hard the whole time, Bob. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Congressman Bob Onder there from 3rd District. Yeah, they're not on the playground. I mean, he's traveled all over his district meeting with people and holding meetings and all that good stuff. I guess if you wanted to take a vacation as a congressperson, that would be your opportunity. Like if you and your wife or you and your family are going to take a week and go on a beach vacation somewhere, that's when you'd try to do it.
Well, they deserve ideally. To do that. And but remember, Congressman Burleson took a vacation, quote unquote, vacation to Florida, and he was still doing an interview with us. And I'm sure he did other media interviews. So they're just always on the clock.
He was out on a morning jog when he stopped to talk to us, I think. Exactly.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.